This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC. Tennessee just sounds perfect, whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
Pre-Sam, you did an episode about Wikipedia pages and how there was a huge campaign in doing more of the women, non-binary people who were making history who were not included in all of these things, right?
Yes, we did. It was, I think, Bridget's final, one of her final episodes before she left. And it was really, really interesting because there's just so much lack. Like, the numbers were at the time, and I'm sure still are, very, very disheartening about how many women and non-binary folks had Wikipedia pages, which for a lot of people is the place you go to for, like, a quick, you know, information, kind of a photograph of what's happened in our history. And even the pages that did have, like, women scientists, for example, would be, like, very short, like, not much detail at all.
Right.
And, like, yeah, the people behind updating that, a lot of them women having these kind of like code-a-thons or wikathons. What are they called? Wikipedia-thons. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which I love. I do love. But yeah, it's not great.
Right. As in fact, I just saw a report and I wanted to talk about this real quick because the person we are talking about for Activists Around the World today, yeah, this is how we're doing the Activists Around the World, has a Wikipedia page, which has been rare the more we do a deep dive in some of these amazing people who are doing such amazing work.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you're right. Absolutely. Wikipedia is one of the first things that pop up. As in fact, on Google, it's almost like a side page.
Yeah.
I don't know what you call that. Someone tell me. Where it shows a piece of that bio from Wikipedia. And as in fact, this article from Washington Post, who credits Jess Wade as one of those who have been working on updating Wikipedia to include more women scientists since 2017. I think she's done over like 1,750 pages since then. But they say that about 2 billion people a month go to Wikipedia seeking information. That is a whole bunch.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the percentage of women, especially, okay, so this one was specific to England. So yeah, just 19% of the English Wikipedia biographies are of women. So I'm assuming, someone tell me if I'm wrong, that they mean like English speaking or the English language. And this is according to Wiki Project Women in Red, which is actually a dedicated group addressing the gender gap for Wikipedia. So I found that fascinating. I feel like we should go ahead and put that at the top because I'm really glad who we're talking about is included. And she's so significantly young. So I'm excited to see how they continue to build up because even today, as I was looking at her page, it's not updated. There's a couple of more accolades that she's gotten since then that hasn't been updated on this page. I guess I could do that. I'm not really sure how to go about that. But I mean, that's the conversation that we should be having, is that, yeah, this has been an ongoing thing. Thank God for people, I know you are a part of this, who have made this a huge project to make sure women are being talked about, that non-binary people are being seen, that the marginalized community are being put down as a part of history as it's being made, but it's still significantly less. So I found that interesting. I think we should come back to revisit it because those numbers are so low in 2022.
Mm-hmm.
So low.
Yup.
Yeah, so today, again, we are talking about those who were featured, who is, as in fact, her great aunt is too, thank God. But we are talking about Autumn Pelche. And just a side note, this month in the U.S. is Native American Heritage Month, and we wanted to celebrate the amazing activists. Of course, if you've been listening, if you've listened to this segment, you know we love and we absolutely find it important that we continue to talk about the work of the Indigenous and the First Nations as they have continued to do so. They've always done so. And so we wanted to make sure that, you know, no, we're not doing it just for this month, but it is this specific month, as we should say. And yes, and one of those amazing activists is 18-year-old Autumn Pelche. She has been an activist most of her life, since 8 years old, and has only gotten more vocal about the needs of her people and for the entire environment and the world. Pelche grew up in the, and I'm so sorry if I'm butchering these names, I've tried to look them up. So if I get this wrong, let me know. But I believe is Wigwam Kong, First Nation in Ontario, Canada. And you can say that activism and protecting the land is in her blood. Yes, she has followed closely in the footsteps of her great aunt, Josephine Mondaman, who, yes, has a Wikipedia page you should also check out, who was an activist for clean water and was the past chief water protector for the Anishinaabeg Nation and a grandmother of the First Nation, an elder and the founding member of the Water Protectors Movement.
Yeah, and as a side note, Mondaman started the Water Walk movement in 2003 when she became concerned over the polluting around to Lake Superior and around Lake Superior, rivers in there, that area. And she walked to symbolize regrowth and renewal of the earth. And she walked around 17,000 miles or 27,200 kilometers. When asked about how Pelche's aunt Mondaman encouraged her in her journey, she said, "My great auntie Josephine was the original water protector who walked the shores of all the Great Lakes. Before she passed, she told me that while people will point and deter you from the work, you have to just keep going." And that is exactly what she is doing.
Right. Pelche's understanding of nature and water has been a way of life for her. When addressing the issue of the importance of water, she says, quote, "In our culture, we look at water as a living being and we're taught to respect it as if it's a human. It's the lifeblood of Mother Earth. Water gives all life. We all live in water for 9 months. It's the only reason we're here. Without water, there's no life." And that's a sentiment that she's grown up with and lives by. When discovering that many people had gone without clean water, she sought to change that. At the age of 12, she boldly faced Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and challenged him to follow through on his past promises of protecting the water, saying, quote, "I'm very unhappy with the choices you made and broken promises to my people." And when he replied, he understood and made more promises, and she vowed to hold him accountable. And by the way, she was originally told to just give him the gift, which was a traditional water bundle, and not to say anything, but she couldn't hold back, and she refused to be quiet, which I love.
Mm-hmm. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands. Not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly boring since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
And yeah, she has gone beyond just Canada. She travels and addresses international organizations about, you know, being accountable and protecting and giving access to drinkable clean water. Since confronting the Prime Minister, Peltier has spoken in front of the UN General Assembly, as well as speaking at the United Nations Secretary General's Climate Action Summit, World Economic Forum, and the Children's Climate Conference in Sweden. And with her platform, not only is she spreading information and seeking critical change to get access to clean water for everybody, but she has used it as well to encourage other youth to be a part of advocacy. When asked in an interview about being so young, she said, "You wouldn't generally think a kid or a young person would speak up about world issues or political issues. That's why it's so much more powerful, because that's how you know something is wrong."
And she's given advice for those young activists. My advice for youth is that anyone can do this work. Everyone has a voice. Everyone has a grandparent who survived so we could be here and continue to stand for our people, our waters, our lands, our rights. You must want it and actually do it. It's scary at first, but once you think about the planet and the waters, your heart brings you to another place where the ancestors' blood runs through your veins and all you know is survival. Today's youth are driving the largest movement of voices across so many platforms as everything is so accessible. The more we continue to speak, the closer we get to be heard. When we stand together as one, we are one voice and one nation. And by the way, yeah, she has continued to become a leader, obviously, as in fact, she was named after her great aunt's death, the new chief water commissioner for the Anishinaabeg Nation, and she currently still holds that position. So she's a leader of protecting the water in that area, which is an amazing position at 18 years old. And she got that when she was, I believe, 15. So she has been doing, I think that, from what I've seen, that nation proud and being a representation and a leader in that. And yeah, and with that, she's using her leadership and her voice. She's released a movie produced by the Indigenous content group Seeing Red Six Nations, The Water Walker, which was featured on HBO Canada, has received several awards. She's collaborated with organizations around Canada to continue to speak about the issue of access to clean water. And in 2023, a children's book titled Autumn Peltier, Water Warrior is expected to be released. So doing some things.
Yes. Oh, we should add that to our book club. We've never done a children's book.
We need to add children's books. You are correct. We've done some YA novels, but not full-on children's books. We should.
Yeah. And of course, her work has brought many accolades and deserved recognition, such as the Sovereign Medal of Exceptional Volunteerism in March 2017, Ottawa Riverkeeper Award in 2018, BBC 100 Women, and nominated for the International Children's Peace Prize 3 times, Young Leader Award from the Ontario Municipal Social Services Association Award in 2019. And this year, Peltier was recognized by the Royal Roads University with a Doctor of Laws honoris causa for her commitment to creating a better future. And that's in a quote. And I hope I didn't butcher that. She's won so many awards that it got me all tongue-tied.
She really has.
Yeah.
And that's not the only one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, these aren't at all her only accolades and honors. And we know she continues to do her amazing work. It's such amazing work. There will be many more to come, and we will look forward to maybe revisiting this in the future.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, as always, listeners, if you have anybody we should shout out in this segment, please let us know. You can email us at stuffmediamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram at @StuffImNeverToldYou. Thanks, as always, to our super producer, Christina.
Oh, my God. Thank you. We're sorry.
She is the best. And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway the Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.